Welcome back. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We're joined by Laurie Williams, associate professor at Mount Royal University. And we're talking about the election. I think a really good discussion to transition us to this point. Laurie, I'd like to get your feedback on what, if any, platform issues there might be, or what any of the polling might indicate around sensitivity to healthcare, given that we've just come through a pandemic. It's an important with an aging population. Are there any of the parties that are, you know, that you see are laying out a platform different than the others? And if so, what are the differences?
Just before we talk about that, we talked just before the break about seniors' concerns with respect to the economy. And one thing I just wanted to add to that is concern around inflation. So yeah. I think healthcare is such a huge issue because of the impact of COVID-19. We're in the midst of a fourth wave right now. Not quite sure how that's going to affect everyone, but it's going to have economic impacts. And how to come out of those economic impacts, I think, is a huge concern. And again, I think people might want to look closely at the various parties' plans for trying to deal with stimulating the economy, and that's going to be different in different regions. We've seen the current government invest in diversification of the Alberta economy. We've seen money come in to help people through the pandemic. I mean, for the first time in decades, Alberta is a net recipient of federal dollars. It's getting more than it's putting into the Federation. And I think possibly made some people sort of think a little bit differently about Canada, or Alberta's relationship with the rest of the Federation. But going forward, managing healthcare, broadly speaking, particularly for seniors, I think is going to be an important issue. And I think it's really important that we look at stable investment in healthcare, and particularly, I think, managing long-term care. Now, the thing we need to remember, of course, is that healthcare is primarily a provincial responsibility. Yeah. So it's up to the provinces how they deal with some of these things. But just like we're seeing with childcare, where the government is offering money or tax incentives, in the case of the Conservative Party, basically offering incentives for improvements in childcare, the same sort of thing can happen with respect to healthcare. So if we want to look at what the Conservatives are offering, for example, they're talking about introducing limits again to medical assistance in dying, reintroducing that 10-day waiting period, removing the possibility of medical assistance in dying for people that are mentally ill. But they're all of the parties are talking about investments in healthcare that will help sort of deal with some of the flaws in the healthcare system that we identified during the pandemic. None of them are really clear on what the impacts or changes will be on sort of specific or limited areas of healthcare. But I think it's going to be very important. And again, seniors have a huge impact on policy, provincially and federally. And if they really continue to put pressure with respect to long-term care, I think that can make a significant difference. You may recall that one of the problems that happened with respect to long-term care was that there were a number of part-time workers that were working at more than one facility and spreading COVID from one facility to another. So this idea of adequate funding for facilities so that they can ensure that workers are working as much as they want or need at one facility rather than multiple facilities, things like that, I think, are issues that seniors can ask questions about. Nobody's got it on their platforms or in terms of their plans or the policies they've announced. But they've all committed to investing in long-term care. And I think voters want to be asking some questions about what that might be looking like.
Laurie, I looked through the initial pieces on the websites of all three major parties, and it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that one of the interesting points in the time that we're in right now in this election is going to take on this government will be where in time or in history where the largest percentage of people retired are going to exist in the population. Yet when I look at the platform or I read online of all these parties, they really haven't focused on this demographic of the 55 plus. It seems like this is an election for the 18 to 45 year old demographic, not the 55 plus. Have I got that wrong? Is any one of these parties focusing on probably the largest demographic that has the most amount of influence and impact to all areas of the economy, which will be the 55 plus? Have I caught that wrong? Have I missed anything there?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, in preparation for meeting with you today, I was looking through to try to find stuff that was specific on seniors, and there isn't much that we can look at healthcare issues, we can look at some of those, the funding for specifically for CPP and the old age supplement. We can look at policies like that and get an idea of what they're targeting for seniors, but it's quite indirect in some of the other areas. And the reason for that is that the governments are looking, or the parties rather, are looking at what's going to stimulate the economy. In other words, what's going to help with people, the individuals that are working for businesses, the people that are running businesses. In other words, they're looking for economic growth, and that's the driver that they're focusing on primarily. That's why they're looking at daycare, is because it's going to have longer term economic impacts. So this isn't irrelevant to seniors, obviously. But it's not directly targeted at them. And given, as you pointed out, they're not only the largest demographic, they are they have the highest percentage of people who actually come out and vote, or in this case, mail-in vote or advance vote or whatever the case may be. But they're the most reliable demographic to show up at the polls and actually vote. It would make sense to be explaining how these policies are going to benefit or criticize policies that aren't going to benefit that very large population.
This is what I don't get, Dave, is that they know that this demographic shows up. They have contributed for decades to the Canadian economy. And it seems in my preliminary research that they've been somewhat forgotten. We do not let the open market dictate what any demographic wants. We kind of have to have some sort of government control or say in it. In this situation, I think, with the healthcare scare, that's a reaction to the pandemic.
Right.
The inflation scare is a reaction to the pandemic. What we haven't talked, and we've been doing this for 12 years now, we have yet to have a long-term care strategy, a home care strategy that all provinces can kind of buy into.
Correct.
Right? They're looking for universal child care, but we don't have universal healthcare standards across each province.
Right.
And so you're seeing individuals flock to different provinces to get just interim help. We've seen our clients fly to Toronto, come back, get help there because we can't get in Alberta, vice versa. And we don't have a proper strategy. I think there are some countries around the world, for example, like you care for your mother.
Mm-hmm.
If she was living with you in your home, there is minimal amount of benefit to help you.
Right.
Right. And that's where I think the opportunity is. We don't have to have a larger amount of workforce in the healthcare program. We just need to dedicate our resources to the right location.
Right.
And I don't see that. So, Lori, that's my question for you is, if you were to look down at all three of the platforms that we see today, and I know it's early in this election, who would you say is targeting that demographic, the 50 plus crowd, the best at this point in time?
Well, they are all looking at, they're all mentioning long-term care and the need to address it. They all have something to say about those senior supports, old age security, guaranteed income supplement. They're all looking at those. The Conservative Party is talking about increasing the Canada Health transfers by 6% annually. But again, it's got to be in negotiation with the provinces. I actually think what you've identified is very important, that there needs to be a little bit more in the way of establishing and sort of having strings attached to healthcare funding to ensure that there is more consistency between and amongst the provinces. The huge obstacle to that is that very strong provinces like Quebec and Alberta are very resistant to the federal government getting involved or saying what they can do with money that comes in under that healthcare title. So it's pretty difficult to get into that. Moving again down the list in terms of policies, PharmaCare, again, because we're having difficulties with some of the provinces. But the NDP has been championing PharmaCare for a long time. The Liberals have sort of said they're interested in it at some point, but they don't have anything specific. Certainly nothing they've announced so far, nothing that they have planned that we can see is going to address that. But it's one of the areas where the NDP has been very strong and consistent. I actually think, you know, you mentioned long-term care. I think it was you, David, that said that long-term care is something that, just like childcare, people who want, home care, if they wanted to have folks cared for at home, I mean, this could save a ton of money in terms of healthcare dollars. I don't understand why provinces and the federal government aren't working on this. But I think right now we're in a bit of an economic healthcare crisis, or we're just trying to figure out our way out of that. But I think long term, this is something that they're going to have to start looking at, just because of the number of people who would rather be in their homes, and they could be cared for more effectively and right. and more inexpensively if a federally funded program were available to sort of push provinces in that direction.
Lori, I want to thank you. We're going to have to leave it there. We're running out of time, but thank you for the terrific analysis. The last 20 minutes gets us all pointed in the right direction and helps us understand, you know, where we've got to be looking, right, to see what's important to us and what the different platforms hold. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Hope I've given people some questions to ask of their representatives.
Absolutely. I've been joined by Lori Williams, associate professor at Mount Royal University. My friend, we have to make sense of this. Healthcare is a big thing.
And if we listen to what Lori was talking about today, she mentioned that the platform is not yet ready
right.
to be seen or promoting people over the age of 50.
Right.
What I take away from that, and we've done that in our practice all this time, is that there's going to be a lot more out-of-pocket expenses.
Sure.
Either it's by taxes or it's by user fees yep. or payment out of
Direct
pocket
payment.
For
yep.
any services that you want that we've been accustomed to, have been paid by the federal government or provincial government. So it's out of pocket expenses. That means a new expense coming in your retirement. How do you bulletproof when all these different things are happening through your retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, August 24th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, stick around after the break. So if you've got a medical problem, mm-hmm. who do you call? If you got a tax problem, who should your first call be? What if you have a relationship problem? Who should your first call be? Stick around after the break. I think you'll be surprised with the answer. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.